we're gonna get things going. If we could take a seat, please.
All right, we're going to start with our certificate of appreciation for customer service. What we do is take care of people, and we want to take care of the people that's taking care of people. So the first certificate of appreciation we're awarding is to Serum and Sean Reed from 673rd CPTS. He's been noted for his professionalism, his expedient nature when it comes to taking care of his customers. So thank you, Mr. Serum and Sean Reed.
Take care.
He's a money man.
Money man.
Thank you.
You gotta know.
Right. Thank you, sir.
Good job.
Next is the food folks. 673rd Iditarod.
Yeah.
They receive several comments when it comes to their professionalism, customer service, greetings, and food especially.
It's our main tonight.
Very tasty. All right, we're going to get started with the cat. I'm going to start with June's calendar. 5 to 9 June is going to be the Angel Rendezvous. That's going to be held at the Buckner Fitness Center. All right. Then we have Red Flag kicking off 8 to 23 June. It's going to be an increase in traffic, and you might hear some alarms. Remember, OPSEC. June 9th, Military Appreciation Picnic, Cottonwood Park. More to come on that. Army birthday. There's going to be some cake somewhere, hopefully. Then holiday week kicks off. And 2/11 change of command, time and location to be announced at some point, I believe. Yes, sir.
It's going to be the 21st, not the 22nd.
All right. Chain of command for 2/11 is going to be on the 21st. At 11 at Pershing Field.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday, if you go rush in on the 14th for lunch.
All right. Lunch at Gold Rush Inn for Army's birthday on the 14th. Anything else to add? All right, and the 24th and 25th is the Summerfest. Anything to add for June or change? All right, moving on. July, we have the holiday weekend again. The CAC will be on the 6th, 8 to 30 July, Allison runway closure. There'll be some F-35s parked on our runway. So, all right. Moving on. Anything to add for July or change? Or? August, the CAC, and then school starts the 14th through the 18th. So, kids back to school. Anything to add or change for August? So it'll probably get plussed up once August comes around. So, all right, moving on. Any added additions or changes? All right, moving on to the Connect calendar.
Good morning. I'm Jill Mazzaros. I'm with the Prevention and Resilience Office. Let's look at our calendar and see what we've got to promote our healthy community here at J-Bear. The first event I'm really excited about, that's the June 3rd Kudos event. You're going to hear more about that. But we haven't had an event like this here on J-Bear for more than 10 years that I can remember. So check that out on Saturday. And then on the 6th, you can see that we're starting our J-Bear Bounce series for the summer. So J-Bear Bounce is our kids series that we're offering for the month of June. The topic is Bring Your Strengths. So it'll be every Tuesday from 2 to 3 in the afternoon. You don't have to be a member. And actually, I have a slide on this later, so we'll get more into it for the summer. And then on June 9th, we have the DAIA Dirty Dozen competition. We've got a slide on that coming up. And of course, we've heard about the Military Appreciation Picnic. Slide. And then we get down to the end of June, and we're looking at our military spouse resilience. I'm sorry, our J-Bear spouse resilience lunch and learn. And it does say military spouse, but all spouses are welcome. On the 28th is PCS Alaska. Let's take a peek at July. So July, again, we have the Bounce Series. We've got our J-Bear Spouse Resilience. And we're looking at PCS Alaska again. And this July calendar is going to increase as we get a little bit closer. So looking at August. In August, we have our J-Bear Bounce Series. That one's Practical Optimism. And then on the 22nd, we have our J-Bear Spouse Resilience and our PCS Alaska. Next slide, please. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Dirty Dozen. So Dirty Dozen is happening on the 9th, and you still have time to sign up. Sign-ups end tomorrow, so you're gonna put together a team of four. You can do that, it's a co-ed team, and you can compete against each other on a 12-obstacle course. So please get your team signed up, and let's make this a fun event. Next slide, please. And then J-Bear Bounce Series, here we go. So this summer, we're offering J-Bear Bounce to our J-Bear Youth. Again, open to all J-Bear Youth. You do not have to be a member of the J-Bear Youth Center to have your kids there. Topics for June are Bring Your Strengths. The topic for July is Finding Your Purpose. And then August is Practical Optimism. So get your kids signed up, or make sure they're there from 2 to 3 on Tuesdays. Any questions? All right.
Good morning. My name is Edna, and I'm in for Keola Chan, the GM for the J-Bear Exchange. We have a few things going on here. On the 8th of June, we're going to have the Squat Challenge at the Elmendorf Gym. Should be fun for everyone to participate in that, and that's going to be from 11 to 1. And then there should be prizes provided by the GNC. And on the 14th, we're going to have the hiring event at the main exchange. Always a perfect opportunity for those that are interested in working for the exchange. And also on the same day, the Army birthday. There will be cake and refreshments at the exchange from 12 to 2. Also now, too, available at the Express, customers are now able to order tires through the JMM Express. That's a new opportunity for customers that just want a quick and easy way to go in and order. And also, too, take a look at the sneak peek at the Domino's that reopened on the 23rd of May. It's been re-imaged and everything. Should be nice. And also, too, there's an LP event taking place, Donuts with the Security Forces. That's going to take place on Friday, the 2nd of June. And that's just about it that we have for the exchange right now. Any questions? Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Danny. I'm stepping in for Melissa Thomas. We're going to talk about direct hire positions. These are ones that we are in need of that are direct hireable. The police officers, education technicians, which is your child development, they are severely low. IT network, budget analyst, IT specialists, recreation assistants, power support systems mechanic, laundry workers, and specialists. I think we are down 6 laundry workers at this point. So if you have any teenagers, even 18 and up, that want to slip in the door, that's a good place for them to start. One of the other things I wanted to mention, for any series that is a special pay, that is on a special pay table, you do not need a 180-day waiver for those. So somebody that's retiring from like 2210s from COM can walk right into a position there. anybody have any questions?
All right, coming up, there's our Army Virtual MDR Author Series. The author is going to be Dwayne Epstein. Should be a great event, June 13th, 12 p.m., and it's free. Any questions? I don't have the answers, but.
All righty, good morning. Happy June 1st. Greetings from the Military and Family Readiness Center. I'm Bev, slide please. And just am here to highlight a few of our offerings. Jill mentioned a few of the things that are on our community calendar. We've got our joint newcomers orientation. What we'd like to highlight here is that we've added this info fair, which is going to be consistently offered every last Monday of the month from 11:45 to 1300. And in conjunction with FSS Marketing, we're bringing together a really nice array of both off-base organizations and our on-base helping agencies to provide a one-stop shop for information, resources, referral, all here at this facility every last Monday of the month. So we really like to extend an invitation to all of our community, and please include your family members, have them come out. This is going to be a great opportunity to peruse the offerings. Some of the things I picked up are all the local travel opportunities, tips on how to get around in Anchorage, where to shop the sales, where to find medical and dental care. So it's a really great opportunity. Also, I'd like to highlight our employment specialists who are offering virtual classes to get you coordinated with LinkedIn, get your profile set up. Nearly 800 million subscribers on LinkedIn. And also navigating USA Jobs, which if any of you have ever attempted to apply for a job on USA Jobs, you know that any help would be welcome in learning that process. PCS Alaska was mentioned. Also, we offer sponsorship training. Sponsorship training, just yesterday we had over 30 participants where we will highlight this opportunity to sit through our PCS Alaska. One benefit, it being virtual, is that our customers can attend virtually before they arrive to ask all the questions that they need to ask and arrive here seamlessly and stress-free. We've got our deployment programs, Hearts Apart coming up, Family Fun Night Dinner, but the skeet and trap shooting, what a cool opportunity. So this is, everything is included for all of those deployment affected families for up to 1 year after they return from deployment. And this will be held at Rabbit Creek, the shooting park there, and an instructor will be present. We've got our EFMP offerings, and with all of the upcoming PCS change in leadership, anticipating providing some onboarding for commanders and to include key spouse training. So if you are a new commander, know you're changing out over the summer months, please, you know, get in touch with us and we can walk you through that process and make sure that you have good representation for your spouses and a great key leadership position within your organization to include for your family members' connection with your unit. And as mentioned, so tomorrow, this is a big event, as Jill said, 10 years since the last Kids Understanding Deployment Operations. And I just wanted to point out that this has been a really wonderful collaborative effort. We've got a mock deployment line, 8 CHOCs, 200 children, 350 total attending, and it will, this experience will offer that opportunity to get that real deployment experience. So from arrival and receiving orders and your meal vouchers and gift vouchers provided from AFES, and then the children and families will be bused to Camp Kudos, where they'll be able to see some static displays. There's a dozen vehicles and aircraft. We got so lucky. Honor Guard is going to be there. The Army Band is performing. We've got bouncy castles and face painting and food. So the chapel and security forces are bringing out the dogs. So just a really wonderful collaborative effort throughout the installation for our families. So looking forward to offering that. And our registration is closed, but we've left a little wiggle room, of course. So if you are interested in attending, please, please do not hesitate to bring yourself and your families out to join us. All righty, any questions? Okay, thank you. I was not brief, but maybe brilliant. Okay.
Good morning. I'm Tech Sergeant Ferris, the Elmendorf Fitness Center, NCYC. So we only have one event going on this month. It is the Fido 5K at Eagle Glen Park on the 22nd. So you can bring your dog. It's also open to all ages. And the check-in will start at 3 p.m. and then we'll kick off the run at 3:30. If you have any questions, you can also contact the Elmendorf Fitness Center front desk. For pre-registrations. There's going to be a ton of prizes, and then there's also going to be a top three runners that will be receiving a trophy. It'll be pretty cool. Hopefully the weather will be nice. So any questions?
All right. You have to run with a dog? Does it have to be a dog?
It could be any pet. A dog, any pet you want to bring. All right. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Sergeant Kelly. I'm the production manager at the Iditarod Dive Facility, aka the best DFAC in the Air Force. These are hours of operation. Nothing new here, but we did go back to our normal hours of operation after the exercise, so back to normal ops. For the month of June, it is fruit and vegetable month. We're going to have a watermelon feta salad available on our grab-and-go. So definitely come and enjoy that. And our new restaurant rotation is Tavolino Fresh Italian. Our restaurant rotations have started rotating out monthly. So in July, we will have a new rotation. So come enjoy Tavolino while you can. It is a very nice pasta bar. And then look out for our flag meal day, June 14th, our menu, which will be pesto salmon, barbecue pork chops, garlic mashed potatoes, brown rice, broccoli, onion, tomatoes, balsamic carrots, glazed sweet potatoes, yellow squash, and herbs. And then, of course, we'll have a holiday meal for July 4th, so keep an eye out for that as well.
Good morning. I am Tech Sergeant Tracy Smith.
I'm Mr. Rios, 211 Food Service.
And I am the dining facility manager for the Iditarod, the best DFAC in the Air Force. So we're just briefing on behalf of Lieutenant Colonel Cordy over the Wilderness Inn. As of this morning, the Wilderness Inn will operate out of the Gold Rush until November 3rd. This is due to infrastructure maintenance. During the week, the breakfast hours are going to be 07 to 09:30. Lunch is 11:30 to 1300, dinner is 1700 to 1830, and weekends, down days, and federal holidays, brunch will be served from 10 to 1400, and supper will be 1600 to 1730. Do y'all have any questions? Here's our SME. No?
Good morning. I'm Kendra Couch. I work for J Bear Marketing. So in June, we have quite a few things coming up. Firstly, there's the NAF sale. There will be more on that, but there will be a very large selection of goods to choose from. And then on Friday, June 9th, the Military Appreciation Picnic, which I will also have another slide here with more information on. And then at the end of the month, we will have Summerfest. And as we go on, there will be another slide for that one as well. Going into July, there will be a red, white, and blue tournament at the golf course. It's a great way to celebrate America in this patriotic golf event. There's also more information on it in our magazine. And then, let's see, in August, there will be the Family Adventure Race. More details will be coming as we near August. And then there will also be multiple back-to-school events, including the back-to-school bash at Arctic Oasis at the tail end of August. And then starting today, J Bear Life membership discounts are available. This will include special member pricing, 20% off discounts, early and pre-season access, member-only events, advanced booking. Pricing is listed here, dependent on rank. And then for more information, you can visit jbearlife.com. Lastly, the Military Appreciation Picnic. It will be Friday, June 9th from 11 to 1400 at Cottonwood Park. Volunteers are still requested and needed. If you could call 907-694-4094 if you want to volunteer for that. We will also have bus and shuttle services provided. There will be an overflow parking that you can park at, and then a bus will take you anywhere from 10:30 to 15:30. Then from the Elmendorf USO, there will also be a bus that will leave at 10:45. And then from Warrior Zone as well, there will be another bus that leaves at 10:45. Those last two buses will return from the park to the respective areas at 13:45. Are there any questions? Thank you much.
All right, how's everybody doing today? Great. Come on, a little bit more. How are you guys doing today? Well, as you know, I'm wearing a beanie right now because it's really cold outside. But just because it's cold outside doesn't mean that you can't get out and do amazing things. So as of Memorial Weekend, we actually have our other buildings open. As you know, 7-01 was the hub for outdoor recreation, for rentals, fam camp, RV storage, all the things that we have. But we actually now have two buildings. So on the Elmendorf side, we have building 4414. That's where we have the fam camp, RV storage. We get those small items because you're like, hey, I'm going to go fishing this weekend. I don't care if it's cold outside. I'm going to catch me a fish. Well, guess what? You can head over there, go ahead and meet our amazing team over there. Plus at building 794, that's where we have our campers, our boats, all the equipment that you need that you want to get out and have a great time. Definitely stop over there. Those are our hours that we have located on our schedule right here. So in case you guys have any questions about that, definitely come see me about that. I'll definitely let you know any information that you need. But also on top of that, don't forget, we also have amazing adventure trips by our OAP staff. We're talking about ATV wheeling. We literally just kicked it off this past week, and it was a good time. So for those of you that don't want to go on your own, you actually, man, I want to come out here and talk to you guys, but I'll stand right here. But for any of you guys who want to get out, you want to join us on our amazing trips, and please stop by building 4414 or stop by 794 and ask, hey, single airman trips, OAP, it could be recon trips, regular trips. I know it's not on there, but definitely stop by so you can sign up for those trips too. And let's not forget about Otter Lake. Hillburg is closed, but guess what? Otter Lake is open. We have boat rentals out there, like kayaks, canoes. We're talking about you can go out there and stay in the amazing area and get a cabin and rent it. Plus, you can stay in a tent area. So definitely check out Otter Lake. We have our amazing Paula back there. She is actually over Otter Lake in Hillburg, and she has an incredible staff out there that is having amazing things happening out there every single day. We already opened up last week, and it was a great turnout. We had a lot of people going out there having a great time, even though it was a little bit cold, a little bit damp, but they still had an awesome time out there nonetheless. And let's not forget, paintball right now is not open at this time, but it will be soon. And of course, we're not going to forget Summerfest. Who of you guys love to do carnival rides? Raise your hand. Okay, who likes face painting? Come on. I know a lot of you guys like face painting. How about you guys like petting animals? Any hands? Okay, I want to see some more. Come on, you guys up there. I'm seeing you guys right here up front. Petting? No, no, not really. Well, anyway, this is not just for families. It's also for single airmen. If you have dependents, you have retirees, you know anybody on the base, this is going to be an amazing event on the 24th and 25th. We're kicking it off. Doesn't matter what's happening off base. Come on, base. Go to the Buckner Field. Go check out this amazing event that's happening because it's going to be incredible. No, there's not going to be any clowns, but it is going to be a really amazing event with all kinds of things happening. And definitely keep an eye out because who knows, there might be some additional things added on here or this is what you're getting. But it's going to be incredible nonetheless, whether it's raining, it's cold, it doesn't matter. We're going to rock it out because we're going to have food trucks. You're going to get your food in your belly. You're going to have a great time and you can't miss it because I'm going to be there. I know I will. How about you guys? Who's going to be there? Raise your hands. All right, put your hands up again because I remember all your faces. And if I don't see you there, I'm going to find out where you're at and I'm going to make sure that you do come. All right, guys. Well, anyway, thank you guys so much. And guys, have a wonderful week. And like I said, come by OutDirect, come see what we have to offer. Doesn't matter if it's cold and damp, but please come check us out. Come join us. And also, if you come on a trip, we'll get your picture taken. We're like paparazzi, so. All right, guys, have a great day, okay? And smile.
Good morning, I'm Mr. Andy Jefferson, and I'm here to brief the logistics NAF sale. So kicking off June 7th, it'll be located at Building 800 on Warehouse Street. The doors open at 8 a.m. From 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., we're only accepting E1 to E4 and J-Bear Life members, trying to offer these discounts to as many of the lower enlisted soldiers as we can. The items included to be sold is, if you frequent any of our MWR FSS facilities, anything that you've used there, we're probably selling some version of it. So from Outdoor Rec, we have generators, skis, clam shovels, food services, we have dishware, tables, kitchenware, crock pots, griddles, everything is priced to sell. So you're gonna get it at a fraction of the cost. I would say that of the stuff that we're selling, it's a 50-50 split between used items and some items that are brand new in the box that just never got used. So I would encourage everybody to stop by, even if you're not looking for anything in particular, there might be something that you could pick up that could be of use. For future sales, check out allsurplus.com. That's where we sell our larger ticket items, ATVs, campers, boats, trailers. That stuff is live all the time. There's usually always something on that website. The auctions start extremely low for that stuff. It's a little different. The NAF sale will be priced to sell. The price you see on the item is the price you're going to pay for it. AllSurplus.com is a bidding system, so the price could get a little bit higher, but that's where we sell our big ticket items. Any questions?
Good morning, everyone. Sergeant Haymaker from the 673rd Safety Office. I just wanted to bring some awareness to the 101 critical days of summer that was just reinvigorated by the Air Force Safety Center. It's aimed towards improving off-duty risk management, and that spans from Memorial to Labor Day. Just make sure our folks are trained for those extreme activities if they're doing so. Make sure they know their physical limitations as well as the folks that are with them, and make sure they're practicing that real-time and deliberate risk management. Here we've got a breakdown for the Air Force fatalities spanning back 10 years over the summers. We've got a total of 88 traffic fatalities, and I'm sure some of you are aware that we've had some serious traffic mishaps within the installation here recently, so please make sure our folks are obeying those traffic laws and taking our time. We've also had 19 water-related fatalities, which are drowning. So just make sure our folks aren't swimming alone, swimming under the influence. If they're going to be boating, make sure they have all the proper safety equipment. Additionally, we've got some focus areas. If you navigate to the link provided, it'll cover all of those focus areas, as well as boating safety, heat-related injuries, fireworks, firearms, driving, some household safety, list goes on. But that link will provide a PowerPoint presentation, so if you would like to disseminate that to your folks, please feel free to do so. And finally, I'd just like to spit out another reminder for the Knock the Rust Off safety ride. That'll be kicking off at 09 tomorrow morning over on the Richardson Motorcycle Safety Course. They'll be starting at that course and then finishing at the Wasilla Harley-Davidson. Please make sure your folks are trained and licensed appropriately. Have all their PPE, a full tank of gas, and bring $5 for lunch that'll be provided by Harley. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. Any questions for me? All right, thank you.
All right, we're ready for open discussion.
All right, open discussion. Questions, comments? Anybody got anything?
Yeah.
I do have a random question, sir.
Yeah.
So the Green Lake Chalet, I understand that it's free to use, and the old POC was, I think, Master Handman. He's gone. Is there a new POC that anyone knows in the room for Green Lake Chalet?
I have an info jacket on that and the other chalets on base that I can send to you. I've sent it to Army Protocol, has it too, and it gives some offices other than an individual, so I think that will help. But
yes, absolutely.
If you can leave your contact information with me, I'll make sure that you get that directly too.
Yes.
Good question. For those that don't know, there are a number of chalets on the installation which are actually kind of unit ran, because a lot of units put a lot of effort into building these. Primarily those are on the Elmendorf side, because they were, back before Joint Base, and built by a lot of units. But those are available for normally a small fee. Of course, you know, priority goes to the unit that is sponsoring that facility, but it's a great opportunity to have, you know, unit hail and farewells or recreational activities. The Green Lake Chalet is just one of those common installations for that. There are two others.
Okay.
Nobody else? Okay, well, I got some things. So first, if you haven't noticed, summer's here, right? Somebody said the 101 days of summer. I'm waiting for the one day of summer. But it's coming. And it's coming because I know this. Attendance here is normally a little bit more robust. But with summer come visitors, right? We all have family that want to visit. We all take time to do things in Alaska. At the same time, a lot of visitors come to Alaska during the summer. So that's where we see a lot of our leadership out right now, is there's a lot of visitors coming to Alaska. A advertisement, it wasn't mentioned by FSS, but they talked about the dog run, which is later in the month of June. Saturday is Arctic Valley Run. So it is the second oldest run in Anchorage. I think it's the 49th year. Help me out, FSS. 49? I didn't run the first one. But Steve Raven helps us with some of the sponsorship for that. You can just Google Arctic Valley Run. You'll see it has a rich history here. And there's a five-mile course, so you can go all the way to the top and back, about 12 and a half miles. It's a small fee, $20. It's about as cheap as you can get for a run in the Anchorage area. But I'd encourage you, if you want, spend your Saturday out there running up and down the hill. You'll get something out of it. Or the hill will get something out of you. Another event, Wilderness. I know that the folks were here from the division and helped FSS brief that the Wilderness is closed and Gold Rush Inn is now the alternate feeding capability or DFAC here on this side of the installation. What they didn't mention is, much like the Iditarod is the Air Force's best DFAC, the Wilderness and now the Gold Rush is the Army's best DFAC. We missed the opportunity there. And then Sergeant Major and I are here to help with a few things. But if you didn't know, Aurora, is a rep from Aurora here? I see my resident advocate here at least, and I know there's some engineer folks here. But if in the summer, and this happened in the last two summers, there's always a risk of children falling out of windows in housing. And I say that's a summer risk because that's when we open our windows, because none of our housing units have air conditioning in them. You can get window limiters installed, a safety device, for free. If you haven't heard of that yet, you can get that done if you haven't had that done already in your unit on base. Summer is also the time of year when we find that our yards need attention. Mostly, if you have a dog, you need to clean up for your dog over the winter. So I'd encourage you to do that.
summer is also the time of year when we always seem to have a few dog incidents on the installation. Some of them are prohibitive breeds, which shouldn't be here. That's not an Air Force policy, it's not an Army policy, it's a DOD policy. So I'd encourage you to control your pets, and then if they are prohibited, there's a way to address that. Typically that means you can't live on the installation. Again, that's a DOD rule. Or you have to find somewhere else for your pet to live for the time you're here. And then finally, if you don't know, I get to read all the negative ICE comments, and Sergeant Major does too. But there's a lot of negative ICE comments that have to do with housing in terms of RV parking in the housing areas. Sergeant Major and I are here to help with that. We are now deputized to write tickets. And a lot of you will say, like, and my goal is, by the way, I'm leaving this summer. My goal is to get through this stack before I'm gone.
Won't be hard.
Sergeant Major is going to help me with it. But if you get a ticket, you're going to say, well, I have an RV parked in the road, and why is that an issue? I'll tell you why it's an issue. Kids play in our roads. We have to protect our kids. RVs generally block us from seeing our kids. And another scenario I'll hear is, my RV is small enough, or my driveway is big enough, it can fit in my driveway. I find that interesting, but at the same time, that same vision is blocked from a kid who's probably playing in your driveway. Or I'll get an analogy like, I live at the end of a cul-de-sac and I can park my RV and it won't be less of a risk. You know, the rules are there for a reason and they're agnostic of rank, location, or housing. So I'd encourage you to help me help you protect our community. I didn't mean that to sound negative, but we are going to write some tickets. Because Aurora needs some help, and I'm here to help. I just want to check out everybody's RV, too. All right. That's all I got today. Anybody, anything from the division?
Just a quick comment. Dusty Finley, Deputy Chief of Staff. Next week marks the one-year anniversary of the reactivation of the 11th Airborne Division. And as part of that celebration, we're going to memorialize the current Division Headquarters, Building 1, in honor of the Medal of Honor winner Perez from the 11th Airborne Division and the sacrifice that he made during World War II. Thank you, sir.
Great. Okay. And Frank talked in the calendar early on, but with Angel Rendezvous here next week, and he mentioned it's at Buckner. Things are happening at Buckner, but things are happening everywhere across the installation in support of the Rendezvous. So, Major, do you have anything?
Yeah, I just got a couple things. I don't want to go on about this too much, but I will tell you that when I write the ticket, I'm going to bring it to you because I want you to see the expression on my face when I give it to you, because most of the people that are doing this are in charge of somebody else, and these are command policies, and I know that as someone who's been in charge of things a few times, I don't like being ignored, and I know commanders don't like being ignored, so when we do these things, we're ignoring a commander. Not to be taken lightly. I take orders very seriously, as we all should. Here's the other thing. We got a couple organizations on the installation that need to have some life breathed back into them, and I haven't mentioned them in a while. One of them is the JBAD program. I need some more volunteers. I want to make that as robust a program as possible. I think it solves a lot of issues that commanders never see because we have a JBAD program. It works. It's the solution to a problem that I tried to solve for 20 years. I'll spare you the 20 years of failure in trying to work on that, but we have a solution that works here, and I want to make sure it's properly supported. We've initiated the process to make that a private org so that they can receive donations, monetary donations, and that is now at the legal part of that process and should be completed shortly, and I want to get them some stuff. But I need some more volunteers, and I think all it means is that we socialize that a little bit, and I think people will show up. Is a nice hangout place in there. They pretty much get the run of the warrior zone while they're on ship. And it's service members taking care of service members. There's no better example of that. So put the word out. I need some JBAT volunteers. That's it. Thank you.
Right. Have a good summer. Starts tomorrow.
Thank you for coming. Stay hydrated and eat some cake.
Yeah, eat cake.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you did the SCS.